There has been a lot of criticism of Hillary Clinton for failing to hold press conferences this year. Her last one, back in December. Last night, in an interview with CNN, Clinton told Anderson Cooper, "Stay tuned, there'll be a lot of different opportunities for me to talk to the press," end quote. NPR's David Folkenflik is going to help us take a step back here. He's obtained a database from the campaign of all the interviews Hillary Clinton has done, and she has done hundreds, but that's far from the whole story.
The question comes up a lot. Last Sunday on Face the Nation, CBS's John Dickerson suggested candidate Clinton was failing to prepare herself to become President Clinton.
They're going to need that as a way to communicate with the American people, so why not have a press conference?
Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, had a ready reply.
The real question here is whether Secretary Clinton has been taking questions from reporters, which she absolutely has. We went and counted, and she has been in more than 300 interviews with reporters this year alone.
I know she's and been on just to be show. Clear, that phrasing wasn't accidental. Mook said it again.
I don't think it's fair to say that someone is shying away from tough questions when they've taken over 300 interviews from reporters.
The total is at once true, and yet maybe somewhat misleading, as it includes a lot of very different kinds of interviews. Let's give you a taste. Clinton has granted interviews to NBC's top news anchor, Lester Holt.
President Obama has spent 8 years on this and hasn't been able to move the needle. How will you move the needle on race relations?
CBS late night host, Stephen Colbert.
Thank you for meeting me in the Carnegie Deli, where they serve, you know, sandwiches as big as a baby's head.
And Mr. Chase, the host of a midday show on Mix 92.3, a Detroit R&B station.
Your birthday's October 26th, right?
Yes, sir.
You're basically a water sign. You have tendencies of Libra. You're great at getting people along and creating harmony. But the only thing...
As I said, it's a pretty broad range. NPR has reviewed and verified the list, which required only minor corrections. From January 1st through the end of July, Clinton has indeed participated in more than 350 interviews. She's also done 9 town halls at which she took questions from journalists and members of the public. Clinton has largely disdained big newspapers. She gave 100 interviews to major television networks, in person, by satellite, or by phone. Donald Trump has given far more, especially before he cut back this summer. Yet, Betsy Fisher Martin says she was a bit surprised by how many Clinton had done, as it's not her strong suit. Martin is the former executive producer of NBC's Sunday public affairs show, Meet the Press.
I know notoriously she hated doing Sunday show interviews, and it was very difficult to get her booked on the show during many periods when she was Secretary of State, when she was a U.S. Senator, when she was a candidate. It was always a big effort to get her to come on and do a long sit-down interview.
Martin notes that Clinton was having an unexpectedly hard time dispatching Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primaries.
I mean, here's the deal with her, though. She does interviews when it suits her. When they have a message that they want to get out there, they have a point they want to make, then she will do interviews.
Many of this year's interviews were clustered around key points in the election season: major primaries, the Justice Department's decision not to prosecute her over her handling of emails while Secretary of State, the Democratic National Convention, too. Clinton has entertained questions a dozen times in so-called gaggles with the reporters who travel with her. In rare moments, she grants them individual interviews. It's only for 5 or 10 minutes apiece. 10 minutes sound like an eternity to John Delano. He's the political director of KDKA, the CBS TV station in Pittsburgh.
The real limitation is on time.
Delano has interviewed Clinton twice this year, the first time just for a few minutes.
The candidates sometimes give very long-winded answers to questions, and therefore you get one or two or three questions in there. And in my case, I like doing follow-up questions.
Clinton granted 110 local radio interviews, many to stations serving African-American and Latino listeners, including Mr. Chase, the Detroit DJ, or this one from Univision Radio.
La señora secretaria, Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton. Are you there, Mrs. Clinton?
That's Inyo Gomez on Good Day New York.
I am so happy to be talking to you. I think I have been interviewed on your station about 6 times, and I'm thrilled to be talking to you again.
Terrific. All of New York, all of Hispanic New York is listening right now.
Though sympathetic, Gomez asked questions with both local and national relevance about immigration, Puerto Rico's fiscal crisis, and the nation's new relationship with Cuba. So it's a mix. More than 300 interviews? Yes. More than 300 chances for people to ask revealing questions? Absolutely. More than 300 interviews with journalists? In some cases, that depends on your definition. Tonight, I'll drill down on Clinton's interview strategy for a month in the heat of this year's primary season. David Folkenflik, NPR News.